again.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. Chasing after you, I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking. Take your invitation. You take all of me.
That's Lifehouse on Trail Mix, Hanging by a Moment. Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday morning, September 19th. And yes, the weather has continued. We'll give you an update after a few more of your favorites from the 80s and the 90s, plus an update on gall flies. I've got a cool app on my phone these days. I can point my camera at a plant and my phone identifies it. And it works on insects too, which is why I was kind of confused when I pointed it at a plant the other day and it said it was a bug. The weirder part? It was right. I'll tell you why after OMD.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take me.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, they wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only wanna be with you. You can call me a fool. I only wanna be with you. Yeah, I'm tangled up in blue. I only wanna be with you. I only wanna be with you.
That's Hootie and the Blowfish. Only Want to Be With You on Trail Mix, following True Blue from Madonna. You can see what words got combined there by mistake. The other day, I used a really cool app that I use all the time, and it gave me an unexpected result. The app, and this is not an advertisement, by the way. This is just an anecdote, my personal story for you. The app is called Seek, S-E-E-K, Seek. It's really really cool. It's one of those things that actually shows technology can benefit us as it grows. All it does is opens the camera on your phone, and then you can point it at a plant, and Seek tells you, and it's really accurate most of the time, though it does get it wrong occasionally, it tells you what that plant is. As you can imagine, things like the arrangement of flower petals or the shape and arrangement of leaves on a stem, those are things that an AI camera can pick up on and identify for you. So I was super confused the other day when I found a plant right behind the studio here that is about 18 inches tall. It's a thin stem, almost like a flower stem, with a thin cluster of flowers at the top. I think they were a light purple. And there are a lot of them like that. A big bunch of tiny flowers that just kind of looks like a, I don't know, like a puffball or a paintbrush kind of, maybe 18 inches tall. And a foot up from the ground, there was a green ball that had grown from the stem. I mean, it looked like the stem was growing and decided, hey, we just need a ball here. And about, you know, the stem was 18 inches, maybe a foot up from the ground, there was a ball. And it was maybe an inch across. It almost looked like a green shooter marble. But it was part of the stem. It wasn't just hanging off. So I thought, what is that? I've got an app that can identify it. So I pointed it, I pointed that app at the plant, and it said, gall fly. And more importantly, it said you're looking at an insect. Now, the app can identify insects, but I've very much noticed that it's not as good with insects as it is with plants. That makes sense. The parts are harder to identify. Insects are often much smaller and they don't hold still, among other reasons. But I thought, oh man, my app is malfunctioning. Then I found a similar plant at home a couple days later and tried it again, and it gave me a different kind of gall fly and said I was looking at an insect. So I thought, okay, this app is clearly confusing certain plants with insects. I don't know why that might be, but when you've got an app that's using AI to identify things and it does both, it just didn't seem surprising that it might get confused. So then I Googled gallfly and turned out that I'm the fool. I learned it pretty quick. Why? Because gallflies are bugs that go up to certain plants and inject their eggs into the stem of the plant. The plant then responds by isolating that area to protect itself. And it does that by building a little chamber in the shape of a ball around that larvae that was placed. Now, what the plant is trying to do is keep the larvae from consuming it, but what it ends up doing is providing nutrients to that fly. And so if you see a shooter marble-sized ball, which is called a gall, by the way, G-A-L-L, gall, on a stem, you're probably looking at a bug larvae that simply hasn't hatched yet. And sometimes they even fall off of the plant and lay on the ground. They look like little green berries. But if you point the Seek app at them, it says bugs. Turns out, they're bugs. And it's a little freaky, but it's also really cool. And a lot of the tiny little flies that are not gnats are gall flies. They're all around us. You want some weird? Google gall flies. Otherwise, take what I've given you and fear the plants. Local news and weather up next. By the way, gall flies, they don't bite, they don't sting, they don't spread diseases that I'm aware of. And in fact, there are way more gall flies around than you're probably thinking. And they've always been, and they've always been harmless, as they'll continue to be. Local news and weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. In what many would argue was the most dramatic day in Major League Fishing Clash Team Series history, Team Bubba's Ott DeFoe and Andy Montgomery stormed from third place in the final minutes to win the knockout round on Big Arborvitae Lake at the Knight and Industries Heritage Cup presented by Bass Boat Technologies. With just 17 minutes remaining, the top three teams are separated by only 5 pounds, setting up a nail-biting finish that had fans and anglers alike on edge. Team Fishing Clash, Keith Carson and Luke Clausen sat in the lead at 109 pounds, 1 ounce, with Team 7 Brew, Keith Poaching and Zach Burge, close behind at 105.11 and Team Bubba at 104.4. In the closing stretch, Team Bubba landed 6 of the 7 final scoreable bass to surge into first, ultimately holding off Fishing Clash for the top spot by fewer than 3 pounds. The top two teams, Team Bubba and Team Fishing Clash, now advance to Friday's championship round, while Team 7 Brew Coffee was eliminated after all three teams topped the 100-pound mark. The top two teams from knockout round match 1 at the Knight and Industries Heritage Cup now advance to Friday's championship round. Once again, those teams are: in first, Team Bubba with 73 bass at 114 pounds and 4 ounces, and Team Fishing Clash in second place with 65 bass at 111 pounds and 5 ounces. And once again, Team 7 Brew Coffee has been eliminated. Complete results from throughout the week can be found at MajorLeagueFishing.com. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on TrailMix 103.1. For more news, visit TrailMix.fm.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Mostly cloudy skies for today. A cooler day with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, highs in the upper 60s. Showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. We're looking for lows in the mid-50s, with rain still likely on Saturday. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Oh, They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause what you're doing, I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not suited. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Say, everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Put me down, they say I'm gone crazy. But that's right, I don't wanna ruin my brain. I got the conversation. be.
You're just keep losing,
I'm losing. I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta get out of
this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Somebody, 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 somebody. Find me somebody. Find me somebody to love. Anybody find me?
Somebody to.
Mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't wouldn't last. You're the kind of person. And making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
little red Corvette.
Saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me.
Believe it or not,
I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class.
But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright.
You say, baby, have you got enough gas?
Oh yeah, little red Corvette.
Baby, your mind's too fast.
Yes, you are.
That's Prince on Trail Mix with Little Red Corvette, marking the halfway point of a 7-pack. That's right, 7 in a row. That'll continue next with the Romantics. You're listening to WPFP. Here's Talking in Your Sleep.
Trail Mix 103.1. Yeah.
Tina Turner on Trail Mix 103.1, Better Be Good to Me, following Gnarls Barkley with Crazy. The Romantics and Prince were there too, but now it's time for Sort of Sports. The Minnesota Vikings. Yes, it's an excuse to talk football again, but this one's really cool and it's very non-sports related. The Minnesota Vikings have a super fan named Camden Tatsipaw. Shout out, Camden, if somehow you're hearing this, because I am in awe at your skill. Camden spent 2.5 years building a Lego replica of U.S. Bank Stadium, which is getting the spotlight it deserves. Camden made this thing from over 15,000 Lego pieces. It's about 4 foot by 4, and it includes everything from the Yaller horn, which is the big horn they blow when the Vikings score, to the hanging American flag, and even a gear-driven mechanism that allows all 5 of the massive stadium doors to swing open, just like they do on the actual stadium every game day. It's also now permanently installed at U.S. Bank Stadium on the 100-level concourse. So if you'd like to admire the Lego brick handiwork of Camden Tatsipaw, a Minnesota Vikings fan getting the spotlight they deserve, you can do so. 100-level concourse, U.S. Bank Stadium. Vikings, nice. That's just awesome. I love seeing stuff like this. I always will. It's always super cool. Let's get back to the music after an update on the weather. And actually, let's sneak in one more song. Here's Berlin on Trail Mix.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh,
Trail Mix 103.1.
September is Hunger Action Month, and Trail Mix 103.1 encourages you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items today at Wheelway in Fifield, the Trail Mix Studios in Park Falls, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Mostly cloudy skies for today. A cooler day with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, highs in the upper 60s. Showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. We're looking for lows in the mid-50s with rain still likely on Saturday. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
So did y'all see what I did there? I got Semisonic coming up next. You may have noticed I promised 7, then played 6, and then gave you an extra one. Yeah, don't call me out. I make mistakes too, okay? Here's Semisonic on Trail Mix.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
We'll be right back.
103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.